Correct.
The product is good. The health insurance that's being provided is good. It's high quality and it's affordable. People can save money. There's no sugarcoating it. The website has been too slow. People have been getting stuck during the application process. And I think it's fair to say that nobody's more frustrated by that than I am. Experts from some of America's top private sector tech companies, who, by the way, have seen things like this happen before, they want it to work. They're reaching out. They're offering to send help.
Will the Democrats be able to put some distance between themselves and this blunder of the last couple of weeks with the Obamacare rollout, the messed up website, and will the Republicans be able to distance themselves from all the polls tanking them as far as re-election possibilities with people blaming the Republicans on the government shutdown? That's where we're at here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And in the meantime, we still have no deal on the table. Remember, there are some hot deadlines coming up in January and February as far as the debt ceiling is concerned in February, and as far as the budget funding the government all the way through coming up in January. So let's see if they hit those dates or not. As far as the website, when it's going to be ready, the optimistic people believe November, but the pessimistic people think it might actually be closer to December when the website has the kinks out of it. I know that a lot of money has been spent on it. Imagine you spend $350 million to $390 million, and this is what you get in return. The problem is with the glitches. When the president says, well, this isn't what Obamacare is, it's just a website. The problem is with the glitches and the website rollout and all of that stuff, it certainly doesn't inspire confidence in signing up there and putting personal information on it. But it also shows you when you have 4 years to pull this together, and let's say it passes and you give somebody a little time, but this is what the rollout is. Wow. And remember, Americans need to be signed up by December 15th if they want to have insurance starting in January 1st of 2014. And then the people that don't have health insurance, you know, then they're stuck with, is the IRS going to level a penalty at them? You know, the beginning, the penalty is a lot smaller than it will be in 2020. But the penalties, if it stays plugged in, are certainly there. So between the website, the phone, the navigators, and all that kind of stuff, they're going to need the time to sign up for this. In fact, they may push the date. That might be what pushes the date a little bit. I don't think they're going to try and do that, but if there are still problems with the website, there might be a consideration to push this enrollment period a little bit longer because of people being stuck trying to figure out a way to sign up for it. A lot of things have happened in between Friday and Monday, to be sure, including the fact that besides coming up with deadlines and figuring out budgets and conferences, separating the Republicans and the Democrats to try to hit those dates so that we don't have another disaster in Washington with a shutdown. We also have these sagging poll numbers for the Republicans, and it's not just in the CNN ORC poll, but we're going to take that poll and tell you about it. What the poll said, the poll that was just conducted Friday through Sunday after the end of the 16-day partial federal government shutdown, what the poll is saying is that because of what went down, 75% of the people questioned, 75%, which is a crazy high number if you follow any of these polls, say most Republicans in Congress don't deserve re-election. So a lot of the blame, remember I kept talking about the blame game, is being heaped on the Republicans. One of the concerns for Republicans is the growing number of Americans who think the party is too extreme. 56%, according to this poll, feel that way, up from 48%. Now check this out. By contrast, as far as the Democrats go, they say the policies of the Dems are generally mainstream. 42, because that's not true. I mean, look, both sides are playing all kinds of angles. It's called politics. 42% say they are too extreme, which is unchanged since the last time they asked the question, which was back in March. I'll tell you what. Democrats or Republicans can't suffer another shutdown after this last one. So somebody better get it together and figure out how they're going to come up with a budget. They're going to fund the government and make the tough, tough choices. Sadly, tough choices ended up in the death of a, by all accounts, great math teacher in Sparks, Nevada. There's a middle school shooting early in the morning when people were just dropping off their children and kids were getting some breakfast. A student opened fire with a gun he took from his parents. So you had screaming students, some chaos, a teacher trying to just help that now lies in a morgue. Hate to be so graphic, but that's the truth. Mike Lansbury is the guy's name. He was a math teacher, eighth grade math teacher at the school. He tried to talk the shooter out of the gun and then was shot. Two 12-year-old boys were shot as well, and they're in stable condition. So that's the good news there. The student himself turned the gun on himself and killed himself. So one dead, two injured, lots of crazy 911 calls, hysterical parents, and where does everybody's mind go? You can't help it. When you hear shooting school, rush to the school, middle school, elementary school, the closest image really is going to be Newtown, Connecticut. So you think the worst. You just think the worst. What's happened? You don't know the details. You don't know it was a 12-year-old boy that came in with a gun that he had taken from his family's house. You don't know if it's somebody who came in who was still shooting bullets off. You just are hearing little bits and pieces and not enough to string it all together to make yourself feel better. But I'll tell you what, the conversation about the safety in schools, that door has been kicked open that much wider because of some of the school violence that's happened in the last year. One kid dying is way too many. Any kid's fearing for their lives and trying to figure out decisions to make. Should I stay? Should I go? Do I hide in a closet? What do I do? And kids' parents actually thinking of sending them to school with bulletproof vests and backpacks that can be used as shields because they sell them is a very sad, sad state of affairs. I can't imagine growing up that way. And I know a lot of you relate to that because you were still part of a generation where you could run around till it was dark outside. They yelled for you to come in for dinner and nobody worried about something happening to you or being sent off to school. Nobody worried about something happening to you when you were at the school. Stay with us. Much more to come on this edition of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Show, the big shocker, I guess, the latest one from the Ed Snowden files, I'll call it that, because all this information is trickling out. And this one came out of the German newspaper. The fact is that apparently the NSA was collecting reams of information from a personal email account, the account of former Mexican President Felipe Calderon. And we already know about what's gone on in Brazil. You couple that with a few other things that have happened. And what's the reaction been internationally about the U.S. spying pretty openly with all this data dumping on several big companies, not big companies, big countries, and all of that information, like I said, trickling out. Some real specifics are starting to hit the pages of not just the German newspaper, but as you know, in England, a lot has happened there with The Guardian and, of course, The Washington Post. It's all over the place now at this point. I call the NSA the three dreaded letters. Ryan Morrow is the national security analyst for ClarionProject.org. We've had him on the show several times. We've talked about Ryan being a volunteer researcher for the Reform Party of Syria. Ryan, as always, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
So, first of all, Mexico, because Calderon's not in office now, but there was some, you know, pretty much anybody tight with him politically, or just all of the politics in Mexico, a lot of that came out, whether it was the war on drugs or different policies that Mexico had. I mean, basically, all the information that you could possibly pick out of his personal account. And there were some really damaging things that, as I keep saying, trickled forward. What do you think that does to the relationship with Mexico and the United States?
I think it's a temporary bump that we'll get over. And that's because both governments have an interest in combating drug trafficking and Islamic terrorists that are operating in Mexico. And honestly, even though I think that there's going to be international outcry, I think if you were to take a poll of foreign populations and you asked if they thought the United States, China, Russia, and all the other major powers were doing this sort of thing, I think the majority of people would say yes. So I don't think that this is going to do any permanent damage. And one thing that we have to consider is that Edward Snowden is the one who said that if he had wanted to, he could have looked at President Obama's private email. So this is an individual that is prone to exaggeration.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. How much, because a lot of this isn't filtered through. So we hear the big bombshell comments. We see some of the maybe cables or some of the emails, and it definitely whets the appetite. I mean, let's face it. And then there's shocking giant headlines. But a lot of times when you scoop it down and you get underneath all of it, it's not quite as big as it was initially billed. But that's intentionally, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's been the pattern throughout this entire NSA so-called scandal, where the media has to put a headline together that's just a few words, and so it's naturally going to be explosive. But then once the U.S. comes out and more specific facts come out, the situation becomes more understandable and more reasonable. And I think the classic example of that would be when originally Americans thought, millions of Americans across the country thought that their private phone calls are being listened into and recorded and stored in some database. And then it turned out that that's not what was happening at all. Actually, the NSA was just getting access to a database that stored what numbers were calling what numbers when, not the content of the actual conversation. And the reason they needed that was so that they could match up phone numbers with those that are calling Al-Qaeda members overseas. And it made complete sense.
Yeah, so, you know, when we do hear that side of it, when General Alexander, the head of the NSA, goes ballistic, there is some truth to there's no way you could possibly process all the data, correct?
Exactly. So the latest report in the French media is they're trying to say that the U.S. recorded over 70 million French phone calls in a 30-day period.
Mm.
We don't have the staff to do that. Come on.
Yeah, 70 million. And then we got to have that many people that understand French fluently. Not that it's a difficult language, but you have to have enough experts that would be analysts that would have to break it down to go through all the calls and figure out if any of them were worth keeping and who it is that you want to spy on because you think they have ties to some terrorist network, correct?
Right. So I think what this is, when the truth comes out, if I had to take a guess, I think that this is going to be essentially the French equivalent of what the NSA was doing with American telecommunications networks, where they just wanted access to the general data of what numbers were calling what numbers and when, so that if they had to plug in an Al-Qaeda member's phone number into a database, they could pop up and see which Americans were calling them. That's harmless.
How much do you think, though, this hurts the NSA?
Oh, it does a lot of damage because you said it in your opening commentary. You just say NSA, and it just has that uncomfortable feeling now. It's because of the movies and the sensationalistic headlines, and just there's just been so much negativity around it. But I do think that we've reached a point now where in the coming decades, or even the coming next few years, you're going to hear talk about international treaties in relation to intelligence monitoring and sharing of that information, because the treaties just have to be upgraded for the 21st century. Technology and the Internet progresses faster than international diplomacy does.
Yeah. And, you know, the other interesting part about this is in talking about trying to figure out, assess the damage to the NSA, but how about in trying to get more people? Because you really, in this kind of an organization, it truly is like the CIA in a different way and the FBI. You want to get the best, brightest minds that you can get, especially in this day and age, to work for the company, let's say. And I wonder how much that hurts in recruiting people to come work for the NSA.
It might minorly, but I think that the individuals that care enough to join the NSA, I think that they are bright enough and they care enough about the issue to know the truth. So I'm not so worried on that front. What I am worried about is the damage it's going to do to intelligence cooperation we have with overseas and intelligence services, with foreign sources. Because if you're someone who's, for example, a scientist in the Iranian nuclear program, and you're reading all these headlines about these leaks coming out of the U.S. intelligence community, are you willing to really risk your life and put your life in the hands of the American spies that have such a bad reputation? I don't think you will be.
Yeah, I agree with you there. The as all this unfolds, do you think that there will be any kind of criminal charges or any kind of a deeper investigation into the NSA? Because as we're talking about headlines screaming this and what people are saying and cringing when you hear NSA, or do you think it kind of goes by the wayside?
No, I think that Snowden knows enough information. He knows how to create a headline that for the foreseeable future, he's going to find ways to create these type of headlines to keep attention on him. I think he's a narcissist, and I think that he's not going to be able to give up the attention. And you also have to remember, politically, you have the congressional elections, and then you have the next presidential election, and people are already positioning themselves. And so if this is an issue that continues to grab the attention of the public, it becomes a big incentive for politicians to frame themselves as the one who will protect you from the evil NSA.
Yeah. Ultimately, what do you think happens with Snowden? I mean, right now, asylum in Russia, and supposedly he's going to try to hopscotch to Latin America. That hasn't happened so far. What do you think his fate is?
Well, I look at the fate of Julian Assange, and then I have to look at his fate, and I can't be any more optimistic. There's plenty of countries that are going to be willing to harbor him, especially if he's willing to help them, advise them in terms of their intelligence gathering or pass along Chris or anything else that he has to offer.
Yeah. Do you, in watching how that rolls out, and you mentioned Julian Assange, it's interesting because Assange, I think, totally was also embracing the accolades and the fame and just what was happening with WikiLeaks. And then the movie comes out, The Fifth Estate, and I realize it's Hollywoodized and all of that. But boy, he's kind of the forgotten man, I would think, or more people might have gone to see that movie just because of the curiosity of Assange. And the movie bombed. It was one of the worst bombs in recent history. Are you surprised more people just don't even care about that kind of stuff now?
Oh, I was shocked. I thought that movie was going to be big. I mean, it has the spy story element. It has this eccentric character. And it's all in the news. And I'm very surprised that it didn't take off, especially with everything that's going on with Edward Snowden. But a lot of these individuals, like Snowden and Julian Assange, they become almost like cult-like celebrities, where they have a cult following. And so if you're involved in that environment and basically worshiping guys like that, there's going to be a lot of people out there saying, that's who my hero is and that's whose footsteps I want to follow in. So this is just going to become a bigger and bigger problem as time goes on.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Ryan Mora, always fun to kick it around with you. We'll talk to you again soon in the near future.
All right, looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Receivers stacked on the left, first and goal. Blitz up the middle, slant to the goal line to Terrence Williams. Touchdown, Cowboys! Touchdown, Terrence Williams!
3rd and 10, Lennon. Fumble the football. Picked up. Thomas Day 2 to the house. Touchdown, Atlanta. 30 yards. William Moore knocked it loose. And the celebration's on for Day 2.
High formation, Rams going from left to right. And a fake by Sam Bradford. Deep drop. His throw gets hit. It's a flutter ball. Intercepted. Picked off at the 45-yard line. Coming near side 40. Marlin to the 30, to the 25. Still running. Gets a block. End zone in focus. Touchdown.
Rodgers under center. Browns in a run blitz. Rodgers back to throw. Has time. Throws it over the right side. He's got Boykin at the 5. Reaching goal line. Touchdown. And Jared Boykin has delivered the dagger.
Four behind the turn, and it's a read option. Kaepernick keeps the ball running left. Driving 15, 10, 4 side 5. Kaepernick is home. Touchdown, 49ers.
Harris ready to snap it back. He does. Here comes Nugent's kick. It's on its way. It's going to be there. It is. Week, Mike Nugent.
Kick is airborne to the uprights. He's sailing toward the sticks, and the kick is no good. He missed it. Off to the left. There's a penalty marker down.
On the play, on fourth play conduct. Digit number 94 for pushing the opponent into the pile. 15-yard penalty, automatic. First down.
Oh, that's a hose job right there. You want to talk about that?
bunch of bad losses. On the week, I'll tell you what, I'm in a pool. I was 9-6. Yes, indeed. Monday night ended badly for Minnesota, and not for the Giants. They finally pick up that win, 23-7. There were some strange things happened during, you heard some of that, during the week that was in the NFL. Now we head to week 8. The Dallas Cowboys and Philadelphia Eagles, that game might have been the most boring game of the week. It was, you could have watched paint dry and it would have been more exciting. There were some close finishes where all of a sudden the game switched. For fans of the Jets pulled through and beat New England. It didn't look like that was going to happen, but in the end they won, so the fans went crazy there, and it was a home game, 30-27. For all of you who play fantasy football and you have Peyton Manning, he still put up some yards. That was our game of the week, our nail the score game. But in the end, his triumphant return to Indianapolis was not a win. Got a standing ovation. The fans showered him with love, but their Colts won 39-33. Matt, it was kind of a crazy week in the NFL where you had like four or five games that changed within 2 minutes left. Of course, that's, you know, anything can happen. And that's the nature of the game. That's why you want to look at a sports cliche. So many coaches will tell you, well, you know, it's four quarters of football right down to the last second. And they're right about that because there were a couple of games, four or five games that changed sides, leads that, you know, where it fell apart in the end. Washington was one of those games, 45-41 over Chicago. Another game, Pittsburgh came through in the end over Baltimore, 19-16. I was watching a lot of football over the weekend. I mentioned the Jets win. That was a big flip in that one. Detroit, they ended up losing to Cincinnati 27-24. Buffalo ended up beating Miami, which had the lead, 23-21. So it was kind of crazy, wasn't it?
I'd say.
Oh, there he is.
I don't know. Like, it was overall, I'd say it was a pretty bad week of football.
It was a bad week.
There were a couple great games early on, but I feel like the late games in the afternoon were pretty bad. Sunday night football is good. You had Manning coming back to Indianapolis. And, I mean, if anybody, I feel sorry for you, anyone who watched that clunker that was on tonight. That was one of the worst football games ever played.
Absolutely.
The amount of Josh Freeman, who is round three in the quarterback carousel in Minnesota, he stepped up to the plate and set an NFL record for most overthrown passes in a game, which was 15, never handing the ball off to the best player on the team, Adrian Peterson. The Giants, who are equally terrible, but the Vikings made them look good. I mean, the Giants are bad, too, and it was two horrible football teams playing each other on a nationally televised game that it just didn't add up to good football at all. But it made for good Twitter fodder. I was following a bunch of people on Twitter that had a lot of funny comments about that. But overall, I mean, a lot of injuries, too. A lot of players going down. Reggie Wayne's done for the year. JaMychal Finley had that scary neck injury. Jay Cutler's got the groin. He's going to be out for a while. Sam Bradford's done for the year. Duck Martin's probably done for the year. You had a lot of players going down, which means you get backups coming in. And it's just, I mean, it was a little bit of a carousel of players.
Yeah, absolutely. It was. It was a bad weekend, and that's a good way to put it. It really was a crazy weekend, bad weekend in football. It's a good time to remind everybody, good football, bad football, doesn't matter. We have Nail the Score here on America Tonight each and every week. We do it on our, really, Thursday in the wee hours, third hour, last two segments of that hour. Randomly, the computer picks the game of the week, and then you don't have to know anything about football. Just tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. It's funny, we have Brandon Lang that will come on and break down games, and he looks at it from kind of a Vegas perspective. And Brandon Lang, the movie Two for the Money, Matthew McConaughey, Al Pacino, Rene Russo starred in this movie, and it was all about his life. And he, in the movie, just as he was doing when he got into the situation in New York where he was picking on a 900 line and giving people advice in one of those services would flip a coin. He knew all the stats and all the possible propositions of what could happen and weather and quarterbacks. But in the end, you know, you're picking a team, so it doesn't matter. So don't be intimidated. You can also send us your guests through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. Go to AmericaTonight.net. Once we announce the game in those last two segments, you'll be able to do that, because we still have some football left to be played. But hard to believe, to be honest, to talk about a measuring stick, that we're already into week eight in the NFL. Week eight, where does the time go? You have a Thursday night game, you have the Sunday games, you have the Monday night game, and that's where we are at this point. Wow. Quick note here, Bud Adams, since we're talking a little football, to break up as we move along and lighten the load here on ATN, the Titans owner Bud Adams died at the age of 90. He was somebody who, from a historic point of view, was one of the founders of the American Football League and played a big role in the Houston Oilers, because that's what he founded. He founded the Houston Oilers, then moved the team to Tennessee in 1997 when he couldn't get the stadium. He wanted a new stadium in Houston, and he renamed the franchise the Titans. And in 2000, of course, reached the Super Bowl, and he was pursuing that for how many decades? But his 409 wins, I love this kind of history, his 409 wins were the most of any current NFL owner. He got his 400th win in the 2011 season finale when the Titans beat the team that replaced the Oilers in Houston, of course, the Texans. And certainly he was one of the founders of the game of professional football. He had a lot of input in the early days into what was happening. He was pals with Lamar Hunt, and they were the two that got together and announced the AFL would begin competing with the NFL, and they had a joint news conference in 1959. You have to go all the way back to 1959. And he, like I said, he had big influences on what happened in the early days of, you know, of football. And he certainly, off the field, having nothing to do with his investment in the great game, he was one of the wealthiest oilmen, period, probably in this country. ADA Oil Company is the name of the company that he ran, and it became, of course, it was publicly traded, Adams Resource and Energy. It's a Fortune 500 company, and it's based in Texas, I want to say Houston. So he had ranching and farming and cattle feeding and real estate, and you name it, he was involved in a lot of different ventures when it came to the oil business, and when it came to the game of football, he was heavily involved there. So Titans owner Bud Adams, dead at the age of 90. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, I always really hammer this home because we get so much email, and this is a smart audience. A lot of people who we don't hear from ever all of a sudden pop out of the woodwork. We get first-timers on the email, and then people who consistently email us. But either way, when you want to comment on something and you're driving home and you're not going to call in and you can't remember the number or whatever, you can always hit us up at AmericaTonight.net. You click on contact, and that's how you feed us your thoughts into America Tonight. So we're going to head to the mailroom now, and we're going to sift through all that email and pick a few of them here on America Tonight. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a big TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
All right, I say this every single show, but it's worth repeating again. You know, sometimes you want to vent, you can't get to the phone, or you don't feel like calling, frankly, the show. You got one eye open, and you want to collect your thoughts even a little bit more. So here's the deal. You can always vent to us. Simply go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. And maybe it's not about venting. Maybe there's something else that you want to share with America Tonight, like a hero in your neck of the woods where you're listening to us on one of our great affiliates. Please share that. We do a daily salute. Maybe we'll include them in the daily salute. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First up, we got this one from Bruce in Illinois, and Bruce says, "Kate, boy, I can hardly stand to listen to the president. I got to be honest, and I voted for him seriously, scouts honor. I voted for the guy. I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I can't stand to hear all the excuses coming out of the president's mouth. I mean, this whole thing about the website, the health website, and getting people enrolled in Obamacare, and it's a bomb because why wouldn't they have tested it, for goodness sake, after all the money they paid? It makes absolutely no sense to me. But nothing that the government does, and really, honestly, lately, anything that the president says, it doesn't seem to resonate with me anymore. I am disillusioned, to say the least. Yeah, to give you some hardcore numbers, about 500,000 people filled out apps, they say, for the coverage. But, you know, the problems with the sign-ups and getting kicked out, there are still people that are frustrated, can't figure it out, can't seem to get the right answers that they're looking for. The idea is about 48 million, supposedly this was the number that was earmarked, about 48 million Americans without health insurance would be able to seek it this way. And if you don't, you'll get penalized if you don't have health insurance by January 1st. And it varies from person to person as to how much you'll get penalized, whether it's, you know, less than $100 or it's a little bit more than that. It just depends. And even some of the people who are on the insurance side of it have complained about the websites. They say they're going to bring in more technical people. And they've spent anywhere in the neighborhood of $350 to $390 million already. Wow. We are also in the wrong business. We need to be in the technical business, building websites and bidding on these contracts. Can you imagine? All right, here's one from Jessup in Missouri. Kate Delaney, listened to you now for a couple of years. This is the first time I have ever written into your show. I got to tell you, gal, I love it when you talk about football. I like your stories, and I like your sass, and I like the nail the thing you do. I can't remember what it is, but I enjoy it, and I'm going to start calling in on the nail the thing day. And I have to tell you, I think some of your picks are right on, sister. This is an awesome time for the great game of football. What do you think? What do I think? Of course, week 7 was crazy. I did terrible in week 7. And the one, the nail the thingy he's talking about is nail the score, which happens on Wednesday. And it happens for the last two segments of our third hour, Wednesday really into Thursday. For most people, it's Thursday in the wee hours. And our game of the week was the Colts and Denver. And, of course, Peyton Manning was coming back to Indianapolis. Everybody picked Denver. And who wins? The Colts, 39-33. Andrew Luck is a good quarterback. That wasn't taking anything away from him, I think, when people were picking Peyton. But they figured he, with all his swagger at 14 years of being in Indianapolis, he would come in and he would do some damage. But it was the other way around. In fact, they were lucky that the score ended up being really that way, because they were getting pummeled the first three quarters of that Sunday game, of that Sunday night game. It was terrible. All right, let's move on to, for Peyton Manning anyway, let's move on to this one from Sam, who's also listening to us in Missouri. Sam says, America tonight, I don't know about you, but I don't think we need to blame anyone but the whole lot of them in Washington. Who cares if they're a Democrat? Who cares if they're a Republican? Nobody seems to get it. Nobody is getting the job done, so nobody's breaking through. Are there any people that are well-liked on either side that can seem to work with their opponents? We keep hearing that there's cooperation. We keep hearing that there's compromise, but yet we don't see it. I think it's a travesty that the government was shut down, and I think it's pathetic that in some cases we may end up paying people twice. Now, wonder why we're so damn broke. I understand why people are frustrated over our deficit. I'm as frustrated as the rest of you. I think you have to vote, and I think you have to vote a lot of them out. Well, that remains to be seen, because now there's time between 2014 elections and 2016. There's certainly plenty of time. So what are we be dealing with? News and cycles change so fast, with so much happening in and out of D.C., that who knows what the distraction might be or what the story might be. So while this is big now, how big will it be when it counts, when it comes to voting? That's the key deal. Here's one from John. John says, Kate, I laughed my head off when you were talking about the oarfish carcass on your last show. Oh, it was hilarious, the comparisons to the Loch Ness Monster. It is one big, ugly fish. I did what he said. I Googled it, and I couldn't believe how ugly the face of that fish was. Very, very strange in California. Well, the story is, if you missed it, they had one oarfish that was off the coast of Catalina, you know, the island, and somebody was snorkeling, and they helped pull the fish in. The fish was dead. It was the carcass of the fish, I think. And this fish was like 18 feet long. The second one washed up on a California beach, and it was 14 feet long. They say it can get up to 50 feet long, these oarfish, and they have the most bones of any fish in any seas anywhere. which is crazy. And it is really a strange, it is a scary, strange-looking fish, the face of the fish. And it's called an oarfish. I never heard of an oarfish before. But I'm not a fish expert. And looking at it, I said the comparison to the Loch Ness Monster because of the body of it and how you see those fuzzy shots on those cheesy magazines, National Enquirer or whatever, Loch Ness, evidence of the Loch Ness, and it would be, it looked like a washed out lens and you just see this big serpent looking body. And so it did remind me of a serpent. It's very, very strange. Karen says, Kate, Washington, so tired of it. I'm glad you mixed in some other conversation. There's only so much you can say about healthcare.gov, that crappy website that's not really fulfilling the needs of so many people who are going on, and only so much you can say about our lousy government. I think you nailed it, however, when you talk about the fact that Washington is too reactive. You've said that for years. And finally, they're starting to realize, hey, we're not about solutions anymore. That is the biggest problem. Yeah, that is the biggest problem because you're like a fixer, let's face it. If I'm elected to Congress, then I'm a fixer for my district. I have to go and represent the needs of the people that I am there to represent. They elected me. And it's not rosy and fun and woohoo, we had 10 parades this past weekend. There might be some of that, but most of it is about we need this, we need that, I'm fighting for your rights, I'm here to represent. It is about solutions, and maybe that somehow they've lost sight of that, that you represent and you're there to come up with solutions. You're doing that for the people that you that elected you. And that doesn't always seem to be what's happening. I think that's the one thing I will give Ted Cruz. So no matter what. I mean, it's true. He did say, oh, the people didn't want Obamacare. They said Obamacare. Well, they didn't. The people that elected him wanted no parts of it. It was a crazy, overwhelming poll in that San Antonio area that they definitely weren't backing it. And that's what he said. That's what he said when he said to stymie it, to defund it. He was doing the will of the people in, for the most part, not everybody, but for the most part, the people in his district. So, you know, the rollout has been a fiasco, the shutdown a fiasco, and certainly that's not lost among all of you. That's why we still are getting a lot of emails to that fact. All right, here's one more, and this one is from Matthew, who is listening to us in Texas, and he says, really enjoy ATN. Have to tell you, this state does not have health care exchanges. It makes sense to me because I don't believe the coverage that people think they're going to get is what they are going to get. And I do feel sorry for the people who have been misled and think it's some sort of free. It is not free. In most cases, if somebody is indigent, how are they going to be able to afford affordable health care? You're not going to be able to afford affordable health care. Hopefully there's something else there for the people who can't do that. And there are programs. Certainly there's CHIPS for kids and all of that. But, yeah, therein lies the problem. Economically, everybody is different. All right, remember, you want to send me an email. It's very easy to do. AmericaTonight.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.